All right. It's a good morning to you, and welcome to Tech Ego. And this is, of course, the show that discusses the ins and outs of technology. Let me just conclude these topics that we have been having, so that tomorrow we start in with new things. I think we have had enough of Ukraine. But Ukraine is a developing story that is evolving, and we might be talking about it here and there, but we will not really want to focus much on Ukraine alone when there are other issues as far as technology is concerned. So from tomorrow, we'll have new discussions altogether. Now, there is what we call media warfare. The digital warfare. I think I spoke about it on Friday, and I said we would continue with it today. The social media or digital warfare. So Ukraine is being battered on a battlefield when it comes to by the Russian army, the physical war, the conventional war. Ukraine, of course, is being hit from multiple directions with multiple weaponries. But when it comes to social media and the internet war and the media, Ukraine is winning. So Ukraine is winning the war when it comes to social media. There are a lot of social media companies that are actually fighting the war on behalf of Ukraine. For example, the Apple company, Microsoft, TikTok, TikTok and Kogen now, that one of the internet backbone, as they call it, they are now trying to unplug Russia from internet and to isolate it further. Of course, the internet governing body has refused that, but other individual companies like YouTube have banned the Russian content. And some of the companies whose headquarters are in New York, for example, they have decided to sever ties with Russia as far as internet is concerned. So, but today, I just want to focus on mainstream digital platforms and mainstream media and how it is winning or how it is fighting the war. And that is what we call the narrative war or the information war. Information has become very important. And apart from it becoming a commodity, it is also a weapon. So it is also a weapon that can be used depending on whoever controls it. Whoever controls social media, whoever controls cable news networks, whoever has the airwaves has the power. Because they have the power over the narrative. Now, for this war to wage on, companies and organizations, as far as the social media and digital platforms are concerned, they need to agree on a certain narrative. They need to make sure that the narrative is the same, and it must continue to be it must continue throughout. So it must be continued, it must continue to be sold throughout to the ears of millions. The more people get it, the more the other side, because like this time, the Russians don't really have international support as far as media is concerned. They do not have international support as far as media is concerned. So when it comes to whatever is being said, the Ukrainians have an upper hand, or the Western media or Western countries have an upper hand on what needs to be said and what should not be said. So, for example, there was a time when the president of Ukraine went to ABC News. He was talking on ABC News. That's an American news channel. And he was talking about he was saying, I cannot be on my knees to beg. So that's what he was saying when he was talking about no longer joining NATO. So, and the narrative that is needed. So we need a narrative that continues. Because the war that is on social media is to make sure that Russia's reputation is damaged as deeper as that could be done. So if Zelensky says anything contrary to that, then it means there's a change in the narrative, and that will not work. So for it to work, there must be one narrative, which is there should be a pro-NATO, a pro-Western narrative from Zelensky's speech. Every speech that Zelensky says should make sure that there is nothing critical about the West and about NATO. And everything that is put out must be as critical, as damaging, astonishing as possible about Russia. So that is how it is. And that's why Facebook, Instagram, of course this is Facebook and Instagram meta companies, have allowed people to say wrong, to say anything. They have allowed hate speech against Putin and against the Russian army. So that is how far the war has gone. This is a social media war, that hate speech is now allowed. Hate speech is now allowed for against Putin. So if you say anything against Putin, your account will not be blocked. You might even get a boost from Facebook to say 700 million people are saying this to Putin. And that would be an atomic bomb enough to further isolate Russia and Putin from the whole world. Now, the aftermath of this social media war and social media campaign at this stage is unknown. Because after the end of the war, then everybody, it's up to the Ukrainians that's when they will realize that there was much damage, because the Russians now, what they have is a military might, the artillery power and the missile firepower. They have the air force power. They have the control over the skies. They are hitting even up to the border with Poland, 20 kilometers from the border. The base that was hit yesterday, where they claim that they killed 180 foreign fighters that were hosted on that base that had been destroyed. So it's a missile that hit the base yesterday and destroyed it completely. It is a base from where NATO, I think there was even a joint drill, military drill, a few months ago. So, and they are also saying that they are also warning the U.S. that any supply of weapons to the Ukrainians, that will be also considered as a legitimate target. So, which means it can be hit. Any truck that is seen that transporting missiles, it can be hit and destroyed. So the Russians don't have muscle as far as social media is concerned. Because Facebook, that has billions of people, has decided to fight them. So they are fighting social media war. So NATO is not on the ground. But what NATO is doing now is using technology, that is the digital world, to fight the Russians. But then the Russians are using real military to fight Ukraine. So that's where the difference is. The digital world is the intangible world. The digital world is an intangible world. It's an untouchable world. So, but it has almost equal damage to one's life when used against one's life. So Ukrainians are using TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and other platforms to fight the Russians. But the Russians are using bombs, cluster bombs. They are using missiles to hit Ukrainian cities. So that is conventional war versus digital war. So which one has the most devastating consequences? Because maybe the Russians can create their own digital space and forget about what is happening in the other space. So what about the military exercise that is on Ukraine now? Can we say we can forget about it and create another thing or another life? Because the lives are being lost. As compared to bullets fired on Facebook and on Instagram that are coming from fingers that are just typing. So those are just alphabetic bullets and alphabetic missiles, memes and emojis or memojis. So they are not as... Well, they can be as damaging in terms of image and reputation, and that's all they can do. But if a Russian aircraft mistakenly bombs a certain network center in Europe, that could be the end to internet in many parts. of the world. Now, we have to answer this question. What is more devastating between a cluster bomb that is hit, because a cluster bomb has thousands of bomb munitions. It's a container that has a lot of bombs. It explodes itself, and then after it explodes, there are other smaller ones that come, that keeps exploding. So thousands of them. So two of them, when they are hitting in a town, a lot of people will die and a lot of people will be injured. So, but what is going on social media is hurting too, but it is intangible compared to the tangible missiles that are hitting Mariupol, for example, and Maritopol, and Kharkiv, and all, and Volnovakha, or Volnovakha, those cities, and even Kiev itself. Centers are being hit. So that's a world we are living in. It's a mixture of both conventional and digital war. So let's go for a short break. After a short break, we return and continue to talk more.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes.
Mm.
Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken.
All right, we continue. We are from the short break, and we continue. So we are living in a world where the digital space is competing with the traditional space of reality. The digital space is still, you know, we are not yet into the issue or into the brain situation where maybe war will be fought in the brain, whatever Elon Musk is trying to think. So we are not yet there, but we are still in a world where bombs are still the reality. Missiles are still reality. So you can have your Facebook and come up with a center and a center to, you know, fight digital war. But somebody who doesn't have that space will have a missile. And if that center is hit, then the digital war ends there. Because the person that is to fight that digital war is hit by a piece of a missile. So that will be the end. So now we are talking about which one is devastating. Is it a digital war or is it conventional war? And which one will have real consequences at the end of this war? Because when I listened today, when I checked today, there was some good news that the Russian officials will be talking, and even to the point that the Ukrainian president would even is also willing to meet the Russian president. So let's say they have spoken and they all come to a good agreement and the war ends. And then when the war ends, the social media hate speech, everything ends. So when it ended, which side will have tangible and the real consequences? Is it the side of the digital? Is it a digital side or is it a conventional warfare side? Which one has much dire consequences? Is it the conventional warfare or is it the digital warfare? It is 29 minutes to 12. You can come through the number in studio 083-2884-01. We just want to hear. Let's say, okay, after they've spoken and they come up with a good agreement, and even Facebook say, okay, no more hate speech against Putin. We relax that. So, and also we start business with Russia. But which, okay, that is maybe the digital space. The content can be deleted. Whatever content that has to do with, that has said evil about Russia and Ukraine, sanctions can be lifted. But we are now looking at the devastating consequences. Which one are devastating consequences? Is it conventional warfare that is done with cluster, AK-47, artillery fire and tanks, drones, aircrafts, and mortar and grenades and rockets? Or maybe they are even bazookas and katushas. Who knows? So which one? Is it a digital bazooka or is it the aftermath of a conventional bazooka? Which one will have devastating consequences? That is a question that we would want you to come and at least try to answer for us. Which one do you think is devastating? Is it the digital side of war or the conventional side of war? In the digital side of war, the good thing about it is that nobody loses a life. But in a conventional side of war, even if you are in a building doing digital warfare and that building is hit, both your computers and your phones, your internet, everything bends down completely. So, can digital warfare end conventional warfare? And can conventional warfare end digital warfare? I think this one I can answer. Digital warfare will not end conventional warfare because digital warfare is not tangible. But conventional warfare can end digital warfare because if a building center of a digital campaign center is hit, both the campaigners and the machines and everything they are using will perish just in one go, one explosion. But a million insults from Facebook and WhatsApp cannot stop the war that is on the ground. Even if we will have hate speech, how many millions, even if it is a billion people that speak, and if people are determined to fight, they will still continue to fight. But if a missile or a rocket mistakenly hit a network tower, that will be the end. Or not even a network tower. A network tower can be repaired. But if it is hit, if it hits a center, a digital center, that will be the end of the digital warfare at that point, because the people that are supposed to fight will be injured or will be killed, and the building will be destroyed, and computers, everything will burn to the ground. So computers and everything will burn to the ground. Because the missile has hit the center. When the center is hit, everything comes to a standstill. You remember when Facebook went for 6 hours, when Facebook and WhatsApp were off for 6 hours, that some people went to sleep early because there was no WhatsApp, there was no chatting, no WhatsApp, no Facebook, no Instagram. So people went to sleep early. So imagine if there was a physical hit to a center. So it is 23 minutes to 12. You can join us if you want to be part of the conversation. And the number in studio is 083-288-4001. You can join us if you want to be part of the conversation.
Oh, Ellie. Good morning, sir.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Good.
What do you mean, so early?
I mean, I just called and then you just asked already.
Oh.
So the telephone did not ring for a long time, you know. Just quick with your answer. So, no, you see, I don't know what the West are trying to do, actually. Now they are pressurizing China to explicitly make it clear that, yes, there is no going to assist Russia in the areas where they have given him the sanction. So now trying to pressurize countries to be on their side. And China is saying, my friend, here we are of known, you know, they are almost, their stand is just like ours. But for China now, because China has started shipping equipment, I mean, was it humanitarian assistance aid to the Ukraine people there? Then they are also saying that, yes, in some areas, where you are trying to penalize Russia and us in that line, so China is not going to stand idle. So they're definitely making sure that the human rights in terms of service provision is actually provided to the people. Say, for example, I don't know what type of technology that they are sanctioning Russia. China is saying that, yes, in this area, because the right of people to have access to service must be granted. And I love China stand in that area. So, like you were saying, we see now some of these people are also not happy with the way Americans are doing things. Maybe they, during their previous history, how they used to bombard people in this country like Iraq and Libya and all. People are still bitter, and we are also still bitter, my friend, because they kill our president for nothing, innocent. So the bazookas there, they are also being used. I don't know, because maybe the result is the Ukraine president is say he want to speak directly to the Angol Putin. I don't know what he maybe wants to say now. Fine, I'm now is no longer going to be neutral anyway. This time around, he say, my friend, I'm on your side. We are brothers. So why is it only saying it now? So I don't know how secure he is in the end of the Western now. If he wants to change.
All right, Uncle Bana.
Okay, bye.
Yes. Now, you can also send us your comments on Facebook concerning this issue. So we are just looking at the aftermath, because ordinary citizens are drawn into this conflict of Apple, Microsoft, and others trying to come out to be heroes that they contributed to one or two things against Russia, and then Russia also coming out to say, well, we are going to demilitarize, denazify. But in the process of demilitarization and denazification, civilians, all ordinary civilians are dying, who have nothing to do with Zelensky. They have nothing to do with the ego of Zelensky and NATO's ego. They have also nothing to do with Putin's ego. So they are now caught into between. So, even if you say die Putin 200 times a day, it will not change what Ukraine is going through. In the aftermath of the Russian invasion, in which they call the special military operation, will be felt even 20 years from now. People will take years to recover, because infrastructure has been hit and digital chatting, Facebook will not repair those infrastructures. And I even saw where it was written that the assistance that Ukraine is getting is not for free. So they have said it themselves. They are saying that the assistance that they are getting is not for free. So we'll see what they will pay for. But the issue here remains that the aftermath of the bombs will be felt even 20, 30, 40 years from now. Because those people have lost their homes, will take time to recover from the losses. And some of the jobs will take time to, those people were having their own businesses. Just look at what COVID-19 has done. So even if you come up with an application of the tracing contact, contact tracing application, it will not change the situation of somebody who lost his job because there was a lockdown.
Mwakati korubede rohude undi ora tiengi o Ikel FM ayalira era karaimba mbehina raka. Tuhanasa na chinene o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhothe, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuriro, wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ino woye. Kukusha orati yunji o Ikel FM ika onje kumurungu no mekulisi no yoshiwana. Matu hepa o riameto roye, mwishimbesho vina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe o maongore wadombude no njibisiro. Na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ambatro ye yodoran de efere no I waleta on blue waleta po isi waleta kono moranji onora ohambonda to imwe ombali olonora mbali oine oimwe oloine mbali miaro kana moranji rukwao onora ohambonda tu oimwe ombali olonora mbali oine oimwe oloine mbali po hinda no EFT po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House kombanga njio kamuti FNB on branch ko utenji ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mithe miarka no branch ko utanjo ombali ohambo ndatu onora oimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mithe wakao namba kumwe itiza shimaliwa oyonji ohambo umwe ohambali mbali ohambo mbali Odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Ono mara mumo hitisa oshimariwa kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Ungulisa o emaila, po ono mara yoye, osho o referensa yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, so now the difference between conventional warfare and digital warfare is that digital warfare, you need the data and the device and a platform. And then you also need audiences. So that's a target that you create. So device, you need data. That is, you also need internet, and then you need a platform, and then you need people to view whatever you are saying or to buy into your narrative. Conventional warfare, you need soldiers on the ground or in the skies or on the air. I mean, in the sea, you need missile carriers and launchers. That's like somebody needs internet and data. You also need a platform, which is a country. And you also need people. So you cannot demilitarize, denazify without hitting people and installations. So those are almost the commonalities of the digital and conventional war. Digital warfare, you need soldiers on the ground. And soldiers on the ground are the people that you need to buy into your narrative. And you need a victim. A victim in this case is Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko and Putin and the Russian army. So those are the targets and the victims. You need device, just like there are tanks there. You need data, either just ammunition or missiles. You need internet, that's a launcher or a carrier. And you need a platform. That's equivalent to a country or an airspace or sea or land from which to launch. So it's almost the same. But the aftermath of this warfare, of these two different warfares, are not the same. When Trump was banned from Twitter and Facebook, Trump created his own platform. And all those who like to listen to him followed him there. So the aftermath. But if the aftermath of conventional warfare in Iraq and Afghanistan, there are people who have never recovered from that since 2001. That is in Afghanistan, And there are people who have never recovered from that war since 2003, and that is Iraq. So that's almost, in 2003, that's almost 19 years. And this is, and 21 years for Afghanistan. And almost 12 years for Syria. So they have not recovered from that. So conventional warfare with missile strikes or airstrikes and ground operation or military operation with artillery and tanks and rockets, with snipers that are under the on top of the building, when you move, you just see lights before you know you are in a different world altogether. So that one, for me, I don't know about you, it is a most, it's the most devastating, it's the most, it's the one that has the most devastating consequences. Is the one that has the most devastating consequences, because if you are shot at the back, you are shot at on your at the back, you get spinal, you get certain paralysis, you'll be in a wheelchair for the rest of your life, as compared to somebody whose image is tarnished on social media. Of course, they might not get one or two jobs here and there. But there is always a way to recover, but not when you are wheelchair bound because of a bullet. Because in the war, there is no way you can say you will not hit civilians. Wars have been, the people who have suffered the most are civilians who have nothing to do with wars. The people that have nothing to do with the war are the ones that will suffer. Because when the president says we will fight with all our might, he's hidden in his own bunker, and he's guarded by soldiers, but he's saying we are fighting. He's not the one that is fighting. Even the president Putin is not the one on the ground. Zelensky is not the one on the ground. It's somebody else. So when you hear the presidents are saying, or politicians when they are saying, it is going to be met with resistance, he is not going to be the one that is going there. He is going to hide somewhere in the trench and continue to issue audios that the war must go on. Must fight. Let us fight. But he's not the one that is having a gun. So that's one thing that, that's one cycle about war that we don't realize. That when those big guns will start to explode, they explode. They are not the people who are pulling those triggers. Are not politicians. They are army personnel, military personnel. And these people are not also, they did not fall from Jupiter. They are also afraid. They can also be afraid. The morale can also be, they can also be, you know, tempered with, because you are fighting with a big guy. You are not prepared psychologically. You just heard that tomorrow there is an operation at the border. So, and you only have four helicopters, and somebody's trying to make a media conference. They're saying, we are ready for the war. So somebody will have a stomach problem or say, who? You are ready? Who? What are you talking about? So somebody who is on the ground will say, what is this guy talking about there in parliament? So, that's a dangerous cycle of the war, that somebody else makes statements So the, between a statement and it being carried out, there is a big gulf. Because the person that makes statement is not the one that is coming to fight. So the person that is going to, must go to fight is different. And he might not have psychologically been prepared for the war. So if you look at the statements that are being made. Okay, this one says we are going to demilitarize and denazify. This one will say we are ready and Russia, you must come and face death. So after 3 days on, you pressure Anthony Blinken to say, please, impose no-fly zone. But you are saying, let the people come and face death. So, and everybody is afraid of a no-fly zone because no-fly zone will mean something else. So when politicians make statements, they must always be received with a grain of salt. They must always be received with a pinch of salt. In home economics, they say a pinch of salt when you do measurement. For example, when you are making a thing, they give you a pinch. It says it must measure with a pinch. So that's the statement of a politician. You may not be technologically ready. But now we see statements being made. It is now difficult to separate politics with business and business with politics. And services that were supposed to be neutral are now becoming political. The Russia situation has also further exposed the world. That the world has never been independent. It just depends on who owns the narrative. So the world has never been independent. It just depends on who owns, who controls the narrative. And now the narrative war, when it comes to social media and news or information war, Ukraine is doing pretty well because they have bigger, gigantic companies, news companies, news networks and outlets, and social media companies at their disposal. So, but when it comes to conventional warfare, the Russians are doing well because they are unchallenged. Their aircraft and jet fighters and even their sea fleet are moving unchallenged. The Ukrainians' navy don't have capacity to antagonize the Russian naval force. The Ukrainian Air Force don't have control over their own airspace. And even Kiev itself remains unsecured because the Russian missiles are hitting the street. So when you look at the artillery and tank and all that, the Russians still have multiple channels that they're using to resupply, restock, and even regroup. So, but when it comes to information war and narrative, controlling the narrative, the Ukrainians and the West are doing well because they have bigger platforms. They have cable news networks at their disposal. Almost every news network is pushing the Western narrative. So that's the difference between the conventional warfare and the digital warfare that is going on. So both Russia and Ukraine are performing well. Ukraine is performing well digitally to the point that hate speech are now allowed. Just like Russia can decide to say, okay, we need one or two nuclear missiles here. We are also going to allow, so because you, Maybe you allowed. Now they are saying, okay, we are also allowing. They will receive applications from countries that want to fight in Ukraine. They are the president of Russia was talking about 16,000 applications of people wanting to fight in Ukraine alongside the Russian force. And they say, oh, fine, we can help them if they want to come. They applied, they want to fight. Because also Ukrainian has received some foreign troops. It is unconfirmed though. It is really difficult to verify some of this information, but it's information that is going on there. That the Ukrainian has also received, some foreign guys. And there was one Canadian based retired sniper. He's a powerful sniper who has gone to Ukraine to assist dealing with the Russians. So the people from Syria, Lebanon, Palestine, maybe Iran, they are also coming on board to say, look, we also want to come and fight in the battlefield in Ukraine. Would you allow us? 16,000 applications. So that's what we are getting. It's 1 minute past 12. I don't need to go further more. Let me end here. And of course, Sally is in the building. Sally? Are you in the building?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Fine.
Sorry.
Why do you want to make me feel as if I am not sure of what I'm talking about?
No, because I had food in my mouth and so I was just trying to...
And then you know you're not allowed to eat in my
studio. We'll talk about that one.
I almost said, as you can see, you can't fight me about, including in Balde.
Okay.
Yeah.
You are invisible.
For today, yes. How is the show, though?
We were talking about conventional warfare versus digital warfare. Which one has the tangible and destructive and dire aftermath consequences?
That's quite an interesting one. I don't really have much to say when it comes to warfare because the word itself really confuses me. So I really need to build a better understanding, and I guess this opportunity, as unfortunate as it is, can teach people, you know, kind of the difference between the traditional warfares and what they now call a digital one. So should be interesting.
The digital one is a social media where you can say die to Putin. You can fire digital bullets on, but the conventional one is the one that Russia is doing on the ground.
Okay, so this time around it's a mixture of both because we're in a technology.
Yeah, I mean, Russia is not really fighting a digital warfare because Ukraine is the one that has an upper hand because a lot of platforms are pro-Ukrainian, pro-Western.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I get that.
So Ukraine is doing well digitally, but conventionally, Russia is doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So both are doing well in their space.
If only that could be the overall, you know, of what they should do is just each country being on their own. If only, but it's a far-fetched dream, they said, hey?
Yeah. Mm. So we are now looking at the aftermath of the war, digital war versus conventional war. Which one has dire consequences?
Right.
Yeah. That's what we have been looking at.
Well, speaking of war, we are having a conversation on conflict management today, communication in conflict management. So I think it's kind of close to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Sally. Have a good day. Has a good day, like we say in the
so
East.
So you are representing your region.
No, not only my region. The French also say that. The Germans, the Russians also. So we
I
also say We also say the day. Oh my
goodness. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken. Some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Mwakatiko rubede roo de undi, ora tienji o ikel FM ayalida era karaimba mbehina raka. Tuahanasa na chinene o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuri roo, wabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ino woye. Kukusha ora tienji o ikel FM ayika onje komurungu no mekuri siro woshiwana. Matu hepa oriameto roye, moshimbesho vina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongore wadombuze no njibisiro, na wina inje on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatu yoye yodoranda esere, no I waeleta, omblu waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomu aranji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Miaro kona nombo ranji rukwao, onora, Ohambondatu oimwe. Ombali odonora mbali. Oime. Oimwe. Odo ine mbali. Po hinda no EFT. Po shita o stop ota ko Ikel Media House. Kombanga njio kamuti FNB. Ombranch ko utenji. Ombali. Ohambondatu. Onora. Oimwe. Ohambombali. Ombali. Moshomise. Miarka no branch ko utanjo. Ombali. Ohambondatu. Onora. Oimwe, ohamombali, ombali, moshomise. Wakao nomba kumuhitiza shimaliwa oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Onomora kumuhitiza shimaliwa kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Unguliza oeme ila, po onomora yoye, Osho or reference yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.